Let's sing number 112.
We're hearing songs about the Holy Spirit. Let's invite him to come and work in our hearts tonight. Tonight we'll spend some time in prayer, but we want to have a little time of worship and devotion before we do so. Praise God. 112, breathe on me. Praise God.
Until my heart is clean.
Bible says to grieve not the Holy Spirit by which you are sealed. We can do that. We can hinder his working in our life. We can hinder his moving in our hearts. And we, of course, want to be very careful about that. We want to welcome the Holy Spirit to move freely and to work deeply in each one of our lives. And every one of us have to make that choice. I choose to yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I invite the Holy Spirit to work in me, to have his way in my life. Or I can choose my own way and hinder the flow of the Spirit in my heart. And here at Pilgrim Camp, we do our best to keep the way open for the Holy Spirit to move. We do our best to keep our hearts tender toward the Lord and to keep in that place where God can just continue his work in our life and deepen his work in our hearts. That's why they've over the years had different standards, different rules that we have been encouraged to observe, because we want the Holy Spirit to be free to flow in every meeting, and not only in meeting, but apart from meeting. We've had testimonies over the years of people that while they were lying in bed, just looking to the Lord, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. God doesn't limit his working to our meetings. He wants to work in your cabin or where in the kitchen, and when you're working on the grounds. If we maintain that openness to God and we look to him in faith, God can work uninterruptedly in us. And that's the blessing of a place like camp. We can get away from the world. We can come together and just look to Jesus day by day, moment by moment. And every meeting, he builds upon that which he has done previously. Often people experience a wonderful breakthrough toward the end of their stay at camp because they have been seeking God, and God has been noticing that, and God has been responding. And as we continue, there's no telling what God will do for us before we leave this place. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly why he brought us up here. And he has every intention of fulfilling his purpose in our life, but he does need our cooperation. And sometimes over the years, there have been people that have come on staff and they've rebelled against some of the rules. Why do we have to do this? Why do I have to dress that way? Why can't I do this? And they only hurt themselves when they do that. But they also somehow hinder. They don't contribute to the moving of the Spirit there. They hinder the move of the Spirit without even realizing it. And so we've always encouraged our young people on staff or older ones on staff. There's a reason why these standards have been established, these rules. They're not hard things to observe, but we have to do it with all our heart. And we just sang here, "My stubborn will subdue." You know, just that attitude of stubbornness and not wanting to cooperate. Even if we go through the motions outwardly, but in our hearts, there's that resistance. It has an ill effect. And so we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit in any way, but we want to keep the way open in our own lives and in the atmosphere of our gatherings, where the Spirit of God can just move and fulfill his purpose in each and every one of us. And I trust that God's helping us to do that. I thank God for the cooperation that I've observed. But maybe it could be better. Only you know. Only God knows. But we have a few more days yet before this first period comes to an end. And I know that we're wanting God to meet us in a marvelous way. We've been praying. We're looking for answers to those prayers. We've been reaching out to the Lord. We're looking for a greater manifestation of His presence in our life. Some of our young people have been praying. I know when Brother Keith was here, I heard, praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we want to keep in that attitude of faith. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. We want to keep our hearts tender, and so that the Lord will be able to fill us in the way that He desires to. Who knows what God will do in this prayer meeting tonight as we seek Him and spend time in His presence. We're believing for a move of the Spirit in our midst, and it's each one of us deal with God and bring our hearts in line with Him and His will. There's a fuller, richer flow of God's Spirit and His working among us. And so let's all feel our responsibility to contribute to that. Lord, help me to contribute to the blessing of Pilgrim Camp so that the water of life can touch every heart and every need can be supplied. Let's pray that way tonight, that the Spirit will move freely over the whole camp, down in the village, down in the cottage, here at Watch Rock, among our guests, among our staff. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here with us tonight. Thank you for all that you've been doing for us as we have been seeking you in these days, Lord. Throughout this first period, Lord, you've been so good to us. You've spoken to us, Lord, time and time again. Lord, you've dealt with us, you're encouraging us, Lord, to keep on knowing that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Lord, we are expecting a move of your Spirit such as we need to experience all that Jesus has for us at this time. Lord, bless our young people. Bless our staff members, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you'll bring them into the flow of what you're doing, Lord. Let their hearts come in tune more perfectly with the Spirit of God, with His leading and His conviction and His life-giving ministry. Lord, bless our young people. We thank you for them. We thank you for their service. And now we pray tonight, Lord, especially for them, that the Lord Jesus will come in a wonderful way in each of their lives, Lord. We pray for our guests, Lord, that have come so hungry for you. And Jesus, we know that you have what they need to satisfy the longing of their heart. And we just pray tonight that you'll lay your hand upon each one of them and that you'll continue your good work, Lord, and complete that which you have in your heart to fulfill in their lives while they're here at camp. Praise God. Bless those that are down in the village. Bless those that are in the cottage, Lord. Jesus, these precious young people, thank you for Sunday and for the way we saw what you're doing in their lives, Lord, the things they're learning and just their attitude of singing with all their hearts and reciting these verses, their attentiveness in the meeting and their worshiping of you. Lord, we rejoice with them to see that God is doing something very precious for them. Tonight, we pray that you'll visit them in their gatherings, bunk worships, prayer meetings, whatever it is that they may be having, Lord. We pray that you will draw very near to everyone and let that sweet anointing of the Holy Ghost just cover this camp and let Jesus come forth tonight and let his glory be revealed to us. Thank you, Lord. Fill us with faith for what you want to do tonight, Lord. Put it into our hearts, Lord. Give us prayer in the Holy Ghost, we pray. Help us to pray according to your will, Lord. We pray for the prompting of your Spirit, and we pray, Lord, for the grace to respond to you and give ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did we sing that whole song? Oh, well, let's sing the last verse again. Okay, that's number 112.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me, till I am all thine own. Fill my will with
glory, 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 hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's also sing number 121. Here's a song that I find we haven't sung very often, at least that's been my experience, and I discovered it, and I thought it was a good song. But it's not, now hold on here. Holy Spirit, faith, that's not the one I'm looking for. Holy Spirit, be my guide. Is that in this book, Lil? Let's see here. Holy Spirit. I know we sing it at home, and I think we have the same book. Someone finding it? Holy Spirit, my heart yearns for thee. Holy Spirit, abide with me. Where's Brother Eddie Walfogle when you need him, right? Okay, I'm looking at all the Holy Spirit songs. That's very strange. I'm only 57 years old. This shouldn't be happening yet. Am I totally off base, Lily? Well, you're even younger. That shouldn't be happening to you either. Okay. Well, then we don't have to sing it. Praise God. Let's turn in our white books. We have a song about emptied of self and filled with thee. 74 on the white book, Spirit Divine, come in. Praise God. And then we'll just continue to look to Jesus together.
Thank you. Jesus come, Jesus come, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thou art
glory, 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 glory,